The First Amendment gives you the right to distribute handbills on a public sidewalk or in a public park without a permit. According to the New York Civil Liberties Union or the NYCLU, you have the right to leaflet or petition on a public sidewalk in New York City. Despite this, the NYPD consistently deprives youth and others of this right on public sidewalks near public schools. If you're leafleting outside of any public school, you can be told that you are loitering and forced to leave, and even arrested if you do not leave.
2 weeks ago, the youth advocacy group the Yaya Network filed a lawsuit challenging the NYPD policy barring leafleting and petitioning on public sidewalks near public schools. In their complaint, the Yaya Network documents five times when New York City police officers have arrested or threatened to arrest young people who are leafleting on public sidewalks outside of schools. Ironically, the leaflets concern two topics that the city is required by law to educate students on: HIV/AIDS education and military recruitment in the schools.
Yeah, in April, while handing out leaflets and petitions, two YOU organizers were arrested outside of the Erasmus High School in Flatbush. One of those organizers is here with us today. Kazed. Kazed Reagan, and was arrested, and he's here with us today to tell us about what happened.
And we also have in the studio Luis Reyes from the Yaya Network, and in a few minutes he'll tell us more about the leafleting case and Yaya's counter-recruitment campaign.
Yeah, Kazed. I got it.
Kazed. It's an S, not a Z.
Okay. Before we get into the leafleting incident, can you tell us a little bit more about YOU and the Hits the School campaign?
Hit the School campaign. Well, Youth Organized United is a youth-governed, youth-led organization dedicated to changing the ways, you know, of adults view young people and their sexual reproductive health problems. I mean, Youth Organized United, you know, they educate and train underserved youth to be, you know, effective community health organizing leaders, leads youth advocacy for sexual reproductive health education and services to young people, and provides like education assistance to other organizations by serving them, you know. And Hit the Schools was actually thought up by Jerron Cook, and it was basically that the New York City schools wasn't given the students the proper education in the six mandate lessons on HIV and AIDS. So we took it upon ourselves as like, yo, we wrote up a petition and we went to like schools everywhere, even in Staten Island, you know, the place people don't go that much. You know, we even went there and kids signed a petition. It's like, yeah, we're not receiving these lessons. And the thing was like to take them to the Board of Ed and like show them like, hey, either you put it back in the school or else, because, you know, what do you do? Where's the money going? You're out of pocket it, because they say they're not receiving these lessons.
Because people are required by city law to receive six lessons on HIV and AIDS in school.
Yeah, and that's a year. That's not including health class either. That's like six each year. And some people are like, oh yeah, we got that, you know. But I'm like, oh, that's not health class, you know. And it's six each year. They say, oh yeah, we got that 1 year, you know.
Right. And so on April 4th, 2003, you were at Erasmus High School petitioning about this campaign?
Yes. And I knew it was this cop out there, you know, he's harassing me and Edwin.
Can you describe what happened?
Edwin and I, well, we were out there and he was like, let's stay across the street away from the school. And I'm like, no, but the kids is right here by the bus station and all this area right here. So let's go over there and like get the kids, you know, I mean the youth, you know. So we went over there across the street and we was getting a lot of petitions. Even the security guards came out there. He said, all right, can you just like make sure, you know, you can take it down a little bit? And I was like, okay. And we took it down a little bit. And then so we was getting a lot of petitions. We even had some of the kids from the youth from the school helping us. And we was like getting a whole lot of petitions filled. And it was just one cop. He was like, excuse me, can you just move this down the block? I moved it down the block. Okay, I'm still getting petitions. You know, he come up to me again like 5 minutes later. He said, I thought you told you to move my block. I'm like, this is down the block. This is right here. He said, well, take it to the end of the block. You know, and at the point he said that, a girl was signing her name. So I was like, okay, just sign it and walk. You know, I was telling her to sign it and walk. You know, and so he, at the same moment when she's doing, he said, oh, you trying to disrespect me? I said, what am I doing? I'm walking. I'm moving along, as you said. He said, yeah, but you keep letting her sign it. I'm like, yeah, because that's what I'm out here doing. He said, yo, whatever. I went to the end of the block. So I get to the end of the block again. He's like, yo, move along. I'm like, you told me to go at the end of the block. You didn't tell me to, like, leave the whole radius. He said, well, anyway, he said, just move along. So I move along, and he gonna pull my book bag and throw me against the gate. And it said, I told you to move, and you don't move at your own pace. And I told you, I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then I looked at the next officer, and he was looking at me. It was a next officer looking at him do this to me. I'm like, excuse me, you don't see what your man is doing right here?
Right.
And he was like, oh, I have no say-so over that. You know, I can't do anything about that. And I saw a police officer at my own school who used to come to my own school. I saw him. I'm like, yo, you can't do nothing? He said, I don't know that. And then he took me inside, and he was like, yeah, I bet you hate cops now, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, I don't know what you kids coming out here doing this for. I'm like, yo, we out here because we doing a job that this school isn't doing, and we trying to help these kids out, make sure they're protected and everything, and you're harassing me. And he was like, he was in shock. Like, I just came at him like that. He was like, oh. So he took me in there. And he wrote up a petition. I mean, he gave me a summons talking about I was loitering. I'm like, excuse me, if I'm not mistaken, the definition of loitering is standing in a place, one place, not doing anything. I said I was moving. I was walking. Like, loitering is not walking, you know? And he was like, oh, you want to know what the definition is and all this? He said, I'm a cop. I was a cop for, like, 18 years and all this. You know, give me this whole history stuff. I'm like I really care, you know? And I'm like... I'm like, excuse me, but what you doing is wrong. Come on, man. I said, we not doing anything out here. And he slammed me against the gate hard, like really police brutality type stuff. And he told my homeboy Edwin to wait outside, but he was from the same organization. So he said he's not going to do that. So he came inside, and then the guy was really like trying to belittle me and like say all this stuff. So when Edwin came in, he was like, oh, Thor told you to wait outside. Da, 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 da.
So he took you inside off the street?
Yes.
Okay.
So he can like belittle me and say all this stuff he can... possibly say to me, you
right,
know,
not in
around.
Public, right?
And so when Edwin came in, he was shocked. He said, I told you to tell you some matter of fact, you're getting the summons too because you want to be an a-hole and come in here. He said, you want to be an a-hole and come in here. And he wrote Edwin up for loitering too, even though he wasn't loitering. He just came to see about my whereabouts.
Right.
And now this incident is part of the Yaya Network's lawsuit against NYPD.
Yeah.
Lewis, can you tell us a little bit about the Yaya Network and about this lawsuit?
The Yaya Network Youth Activists, Youth Allies is pretty much a youth organization empowered and willing to bring together grassroots organizations willing to fight, you know, for the rights and freedom of today's youth. And with that, you know, young people and people in general have the right to the First Amendment to give information. And so what we've been doing is leafleting within the red zones of high schools and giving opt-out forms to high school students. And according to certain officials, police officials or school officials, we were told we weren't allowed to leaflet within the red zones of the school.
And what are the opt-out forms and what is Yaya leafleting about?
Pretty much the opt-out form is a form given to high school students. It goes towards the No Child Left Behind Act that requires schools to give military recruiters personal records of high school students. So with the opt-out forms, what it does is it puts in writing to the schools that students don't want their personal information given to military recruiters, the violation of their privacy. And what's been going on is a lot of students find themselves being harassed by recruiters and don't know why. And that's because their personal information has been given to recruiters without consent.
So their home telephone numbers, their home addresses, all of that information is being given out to the military unless you affirmatively say, I don't want my privacy violated.
Yeah.
And those forms, who's responsible for providing those forms to students to opt out of having their personal information given?
Well, you can contact the Yaya Youth Network. What we want to do is if any young person in New York City, high school or college student, who knows if their school has given out these forms or haven't given out these forms, to contact the Yaya Youth Network at 212-581-6922. And it'll... you know, make our job easier to know what school we need to go to hand out the opt-out forms.
Right.
So you all, people from Yaya, were out at the high schools trying to give out information, publicize the fact that this information is being given to the military, and you, like cassette experienced, you not necessarily you as an individual, but people from Yaya experienced the same violations that cassette did?
Yeah. What we're doing now is once we're told to leave, we just leave. We don't have a conversation with them. We don't make it the issue bigger. All we want to do is let people know that the Board of Ed wrote a letter stating that we have the right to leaflet within the red zone. And so what the lawsuit has to do is anytime we are told to leave, you know, we put that in record, you know, to let the people know that it's being violated. You know, our rights is being violated. And a lot of schools know about the letters and, you know, still claim that they have their own strategy, their own policies, and use the lack of communication as an excuse.
So the Board of Ed has written a letter saying that you and anyone else has the right to leaflet near high schools.
Yeah.
But those rights are still being violated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have called schools and spoken to school officials and school officers and still violated.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to reiterate and maybe have you guys really hone in on the two issues that you are leafleting about. Can you just remind us again the two issues that you're leafleting about? And I think it's because Kasid, you said that you know, the information that isn't being provided by the schools, you see a lack of it, and therefore your two organizations have tried to fill that void. What can young people do who haven't provide, you know, who feel like they want to become a part of the organization and they aren't getting the information that you're talking about?
Well, they can contact us at Youth Organizers United. The phone number is 212-608-6265.
Let's say that again.
It's 212-608-6365. And actually, we have a training going on right now. It's just about to start. It's a YALI training. So if there's any youth out there, you know, New York bound youth out there, and they need training in HIV, AIDS education, and sexual reproductive health, we're having a training right now. We don't need a million applicants, but, like, yo, I mean, the offer is out there. So, and then we need people. If you want to come in and you want to learn more about this and you want to be, like, a youth organizer, and you can, you know, go on and teach people in your community, you can contact us. And the number, again, is 212-608-6365.
Yeah, Louis, can you tell us about the Yaya two-day conference event workshop?
Oh, sure. pretty much, if any youth organizations or high school, college students care to find out more information about kind of military recruitment or, you know, how to do a workshop, on Monday and Tuesday, that's the 17th and 18th of November, there will be a two-part workshop describing the importance of the situation. The part one will be militarism 101. About facts and basics of military life and what the military don't want you to know. Part two is pretty much a workshop training, just kind of like practicing how to table and, you know, for young people to do their own workshops and perhaps in their schools or their organizations to reach out to more young people.
And if people want to get more information on that or get in touch with Yaya, can you give the number one more time?
That's 212-581-6922, or email us at yayanetnyc@aol.com.
And we will try to post all this information for Youth Organizers United, for Yaya, and for the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement on our website, which is studentvoicesforpeace.org, all spelled out. In terms of the New York Civil Liberties Union Yaya lawsuit against the New York Police Department, as that leafleting case develops, we'll be sure to bring you more information here on Rise Up Radio. You can also check out the NYCLU's website at www.nyclu.org. And we have been speaking with Louis Reyes of the Yaya Network and Kasid Reagan of Youth Organizers United, whose name we finally got right in the last minute. We have to wrap up, unfortunately, as this has been a really engaging conversation, and I just really want to emphasize that part of our role here at Rise Up Radio and at WBAI is to make sure that people are informed as to what their rights are, your rights to not be physically violated by the police, your right to get access to information about reproductive health, and HIV, your right to distribute information, and those rights, part of the reason why our rights are vulnerable is because we don't even know that we have them, and that's a critical reason why WBAI needs your support, that this is a station that really tries to let people know what their rights are and how you can exercise them. Information that is not only not provided by other networks, but is suppressed. So if you think that that's important, I encourage you to call and support this station at 212-209-2950 or online at WBAI.org. We are going to make some very quick announcements before we are out.
And we want to say the number again, just in case you didn't hear it the first time. And a lot of numbers have been called out. But right now, the most important number for you to take action on right now is 212-209-2950 to pledge your support for the station, join, become a member, and support WBAI.
And you can also cop a Rise Up Radio Artist Fight the System CD with your pledge of $80 or a Rise Up Radio t-shirt with your pledge of $55. And we got a lot of calls on this show, people, parents asking us, where can I get some hip-hop that is not misogynistic, that's not promoting consumerism, that's not disrespectful of people, of the beauty of life? And Right now is where you can get
this
that
music.
This
is your opportunity. That's right. We especially composed and made a compilation of conscious music artists who are using their artwork as a tool. We've played a couple of tracks for you. We're going to end with a track that you can get on that CD. You can only get it by calling 212-209-2950. Call, get the CD, support the station.
Pledge online at WBAI.org. And I also want to emphasize that there are women artists, women hip-hop artists on this CD representing. And if you have a daughter, if you have a young daughter that you want to, who loves hip-hop as so many young people today do, that's a tool that we are all using. And actually that flows into a quick announcement about the a hip-hop educational summit that's coming up on November 21st and 22nd at The Door at 55 Broome Street. There's a small fee that is free, and there's a small fee for people over 21. If you're under 21, the fee is waived, and it's the first ever summit that is gathering teachers, organizations, parents, social workers, and youth together in one place for a two-day summit to explore the enormous potential of hip-hop as an organizational tool. I also want to remind people that the We Rise Conference is going on this weekend, a gathering of women artists that's at Barnard College. You can check out www.werise.org for more information. It's going on Saturday and Sunday.
There's also a free international film festival, H2O Odyssey, from November 11th to the 16th. You can get information at www.h2oiff.org. Bring your youth to the youth catering, new school, old school, co-presented by M&M Youth Channel from 12 to 3 p.m. every day.
And a last quick reminder before we're out, which we're about to be, that Monday at City College, Colin Powell will be appearing. Colin Powell, Monday at City College, he will be appearing. The youth will be protesting. You can call 212-650-5008 and get down with the resistance. You have been listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. I'm one of your hosts, Kat.
That's Ryan Stocky.
Tune in next week where we'll be speaking with Sustainable South Bronx about their Green the Ghetto tour. And Yanilda Gonzalez from the New York Civil Liberties Union will be bringing us an update on Resolution 909.
Thanks to all of our guests who were here with us today and on the phone. Big shout out to our engineer today, Dredd, holding it down. Today's show is a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective, especially giving a shout out to Doug, who helped us prepare for today but couldn't be here. We're your hosts, Kat and Saki. We'd love to hear your comments, and if you want to get in touch with us, get information about today's show and past shows, you can give us a call at 212-209-2948. Check us out on the website, www.studentvoicesforpeace.org. The number again is 212-209-2948.
And the number to pledge is 212-209-2950. We're going out to Khalil Crisis and VTech. We got to Slam. That's on the CD that you can cop for $80. Peace.
Peace.
Like they want us doing crime as our only career. $1.5 billion was cut from public higher education in the last 6 years. Blame it on Pataki. And $100 million was cut in 1998 alone. These politicians went nuts. Money they take off from education goes to jail. All you devils running this country are going to hell. We gotta do all we can to stop cuss war schools. Let's all put our fists up and fight back, my people. We gotta slam all these politicians now. We gotta slam this corrupt system now. We gotta slam whole government right now. Shut them down. These crowns take them off their crowns. We gotta slam all these politicians now. We gotta slam this corrupt system now. We gotta slam whole government right now. Shut them down. These crowns take them off their crowns. We gotta slam all these politicians now. We gotta slam this corrupt system.